The New Hampshire Fisher Cats hold their home opener tonight in Manchester. It's the 10th season of a team that was originally supposed to be called the New Hampshire Primaries. That plan changed dramatically thanks to a group of vocal and mobilized Granite Staters. Here to remind us what happened is Vin Sylvia. He's deputy managing editor for sports at the New Hampshire Union Leader. Welcome, Vin.
Hi, Brady.
This team was once based in New Haven, the New Haven Ravens. Where did the original plan to call the team the Primaries come from?
From the team's president and general manager at the time, Sean Smith, who had a marketing concept. Sean wasn't from New Hampshire, but his first association with the state was the New Hampshire Primary, and he thought, what a great idea. We'll pair the primary with the new baseball team, and people are going to love this. He wasn't exactly right about that.
I was going to say, the reaction was, shall we say, cool, to put it mildly.
It had a few supporters, but instantly, as soon as we published the news about this proposed name, we were inundated with phone calls and emails, and apparently the team was as well. A lot of people didn't like the wedding of sports and politics, and others had a complaint that it wouldn't be popular with kids, that kids wouldn't embrace the name as much.
The plan at one point was to have three mascots for kids. There was going to be a donkey and an elephant to represent the Democratic and Republican parties, and then Uncle Sam, but I guess that wasn't enough.
Yeah, they had all sorts of concepts. They were going to have a fan club called the Lobbyists, the grass berm in the outfield that they were going to call Capitol Hill. So it was a pretty high concept idea. It just didn't go over well, or people didn't give it enough time to think about everything behind it.
And originally the team owners said they were going to keep the name, but then what changed?
They were adamant. They were keeping this name. They had thought it out. They had this whole marketing concept. But then the opposition was so strong, saying, you know, change the name of the team. Then the owners backed off a bit, and the only thing they were insistent upon was that New Hampshire would be in the name once they decided to hold a public naming contest. And then they even backed off the New Hampshire aspect a bit.
And the name New Hampshire Fisher Cats wound up winning very narrowly over the Manchester Millers?
That's correct, by 22 votes.
No kidding.
And at that point, the owners had said that that they would go with whatever the public voted on, and Manchester Millers came very close to being the team name.
Now, minor league teams are known for really offbeat and unusual names. Were there any that really caught your attention that were proposed?
There were a few. There was one that had the name Hobos in it. I think it was Manchester Hobos, and that was an apparent reference to the fact that the ballpark was being built in a section of the city once known as the Hobo Jungle. There was one that was very unpopular that made the list, was the Granite State Foliage. I don't know how they would have had a mascot for that. But there was kind of a cult following for one name briefly, the New Hampshire Kung Fu Chickens.
And that didn't wind up making the final cut, I guess.
It did not make the finalist, despite some ardent support among a small few.
So by that narrow 22-vote margin, the team ended up being named the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And after that, the team owners haven't looked back except for once a year?
Well, actually, it was new ownership that came in and new management that brought back the name Primaries. And in 2007, for the first time, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats for one night played as the New Hampshire Primaries. And they've since repeated that a couple of times. And you can buy New Hampshire Primaries merchandise in the Fisher Cats Pro Shop.
So if nothing else, they managed to take some of this merchandise that was planned when the name was going to be the Primaries, and they've turned it into limited edition merchandise.
That's a very popular thing to do among professional teams, to roll out these special edition shirts, and collectors who have to have every edition of a shirt just have to add that to the collection. And the team a few years ago, too, did make one seeming concession to the Primaries, in that it changed its team colors from green and yellow to red, white, and blue, which was part of the concept, of course, behind the New Hampshire Primaries, that color scheme.
So maybe there's hope for the Kung Fu Chickens and the Hobos down the road, too.
Yeah, I never saw a color scheme for those, but you never know. I'm sure if they think they can sell some shirts and hats, you might see the New Hampshire Kung Fu Chickens just yet.
Well, if they do, we'll make sure to ask you about it. Vin Sylvia, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.